But no, they're mixed breed.
Okay.
Mixed breed, you know. My dad always, he always liked to get a dog that had a little bit of sense. But it was all, basically all of our dogs is mixed breed. Uh-huh. And maybe some hounds. My dad uh-huh. always had hounds, you know. He liked to go fox hunting, mm-hmm. coon hunting,
mm-hmm.
and raccoon. But as I was growing up, he didn't have his hounds anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Just a mixed breed dog that he would try to find that had plenty of sense. That would like to go with him out instead of lay around the house and just eat, you know. He could use the dog that didn't do anything.
Yeah.
You know, he always wanted to get up and go him to the fields and stay with him.
Uh-huh.
Which he's got one now. Anybody else come up, well, I'd go up now. He won't go with me, but if my dad goes off to the barn or whatever, that dog's going with
him. Go follow him. Yeah. Good company. What did you call the male and the female of the cows?
Bull.
Mm-hmm.
The male.
Mm-hmm.
Female's a cow.
What would you say about a cow that was going to have a calf?
My dad always said she was coming in.
Yeah.
And that meant she was ready for breeding.
Mm-hmm.
Coming fresh. My dad was like, I'd hear him say something like that. That means the cow was getting ready to have the calf.
Okay. What about the pigs? Do you have the male and female?
Yeah, you'd have your boys with your male hog, which you call boar hog.
Uh-huh.
And my daddy always tried to get pigs that was already castrated.
Mm-hmm.
He would want your one that was already fixed. He didn't want a female. He would take a female, no problem. But you'd always have the problem of the female coming in heat.
Mm-hmm. And so, he didn't want to.
Well, he didn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it come to time to slaughter, killing time, if the female was in heat, he would say, well, we can't get her now because if we kill her in heat, there's a little strongness of odor or taste in the meat.
Oh.
And the same for the male hog.
Uh-huh.
As he gets older, he's tougher,
uh-huh.
got a stronger, yeah. say, wild taste in the meat.
Uh-huh.
So,
oh, okay.
They would always be castrated.
But it's not like that if they castrate them then.
Right.
Okay.
Most all your big beef cuttings
uh-huh.
castrate a cow and they turn it, they call it a steer.
Yeah, I've heard people talk about
that.
That
takes a strong taste out of
uh-huh.
it.
I never really
knew
why.
If you get them young, it's really not there. It's actually,
uh-huh,
uh-huh. some age on him, he knows what to do for
yeah. Him, you know? Okay. What about the horses or mules? Do you have names for the male and female? Different terms.
Mare. Mare horse we call a stud.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to study, it was a gelding. That means it was castrated.
Okay.
You'd have your regular mule, which would be a female. I don't know if any, I guess you would call them a mare.
Mm-hmm.
He said he didn't want to get a. He didn't want a mule that was a male, really.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I've never heard of mules producing offspring where they don't.
Right, because their
chromosomes are
crossed
yeah.
To begin with.
One has more chromosomes than the other, leaves a female and one. I read of a case up in Minnesota that two mules actually had an offspring.
Oh, really?